Don't get upset, son.
Miss Bozorgmare is so cruel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Maron.
Hello.
Hello.
Did something happen?
That woman just called and said she won't come and testify in court.
I already told you. It was obvious the other lady was going to make a change of mind.
To hell with her. Don't these people have a conscience?
Maybe Miss Stefani paid her so she wouldn't come and testify.
Don't accuse people like that.
Come on, Dad. Manusha's right. She must have received money from Farney.
Mary, darling, what did she tell you, honey? Why is it that she can't come to court?
I don't know. She said she's Mr. Farney's business partner, and she's worried that if she acts as my witness, then it'll ruin her relationship with him. It's just a bunch of lies.
You don't know that. She might be telling the truth. Don't create sins for people.
Oh, come on, Dad. She's lying, obviously, because the day I went to Mr. Farney's office, she was there, ripping him apart in front of me because of the money that he owed her.
Let's say she's telling the truth about Mr. Farney getting upset with her if she comes and testifies. What about her conscience? How can she bear seeing an innocent person go to jail? She's got no conscience at all.
Hey, Mehdi. Give Mr. Keradman a call right now. Let's see what he's got to say.
Okay.
Dialed is not available at present. Please try again later.
Trust in God, son. Whatever is meant to be, will be.
I still haven't got a precise picture about the stage and intensity of Ismail's problem. But, well, since it's not possible to continue my counseling sessions with him, I can't help him receive the therapy that he needs.
Therapy? Are you saying he's got an illness?
Yes, unfortunately. And that is why, at present, I don't recommend Ismail and Samaneh starting a married life together.
What are you saying, ma'am? These two have been engaged for a whole year. Have you even thought about what we'll have to say to
Look,
people?
Look, ma'am, Ismail's exhibited a rather strange and aggressive type of behavior since the very first session I had with him. So if he lives under one roof with your daughter before getting treated, some things might happen later which might be more tragic than what people will say.
What do you mean?
I mean, there have been many times when Ismail's had no control over his behavior. His behavior is unpredictable, even to himself.
Have you noticed any particular thing about him which makes you say that?
Yes. When Ismail was young, some events happened in his life which had a bad effect on his mentality.
What happened to him?
When Ismail was a teenager, his mother had a friend who was a really bad woman. Ismail blames her because she caused his parents' marriage to fall apart. Ismail's father feels helpless in trying to encounter this woman's meddling behavior. He gives up and creates an independent life for himself in the same house. That's when Ismail's problems began. That woman's negative presence had a destructive effect on Ismail's life, as well as the things his father used to tell him out of anger. Ismail suffered serious psychological trauma during those years. As a result, he became paranoid, suspicious, distrustful of all the people around him.
So is that why he hates Manoush so much?
Well, your friend Manoush behaved wrongly too, and her behavior might have sparked feelings of hatred in Ismail to some extent. I believe that sooner or later, Ismail will start feeling that way, the same way towards all of your friends and relatives. Like I said, Ismail's problems began during his teenage years and have continued to the present day. It is in fact deepened now, and unfortunately, it's turned into a very serious, serious illness. I'm more worried about Ismail at the moment. If his parents had taken him to therapy from the very beginning, instead of ignoring this problem, it wouldn't have become so very severe. Some people feel ashamed of themselves if they take their kids to a psychiatrist. But the more they ignore it, the worse the problems will be sure to get.
What do you suggest we do now, Doctor?
Well, since he's not willing to come here anymore, there's nothing else that I can do for him. I had planned on passing him on to one of my friends, who's a very good psychiatrist. But I can't do that anymore, because he's really pessimistic towards me now. You need to help convince him to go and see the doctor I'm recommending for him.
Well, there's nothing we can do if he doesn't want to see a doctor.
Tell him you don't like me. Ask him to go see a doctor that you think is good. I'll give you the name and address of the doctor.
But how long should we tell him the wedding will be postponed until?
I honestly don't know when. Don't set any dates. Right now, Ismail has reached the stage where he's able to reveal all of his problems. I truly hope that a psychiatrist will be able to find a way to get rid of his distrust and suspicions, which are Ismail's main problems.
Will he get better?
He definitely will, although it might be a long and difficult process.
Please, be honest with me, Doctor.
I have no right to lie to my clients, especially with something like this.
I don't want my daughter to have problems after her marriage.
What you're saying is wrong. You need to look at him like he's your own son. Even if Samine decides she doesn't want to live with him anymore, she shouldn't make Ismail lose all hope. I believe that his love for Samine could be his biggest motivation for getting the treatment he really needs.
Darling, do you think you'll be able to tolerate such a condition? You see, people who go to psychiatrists...
You see? These kinds of wrong beliefs are what make Ismail and people like him turn away from therapy.
What if he refuses to go?
I hope you can convince him to go. It all depends on your creativity. But really, before you do that, Samine will need to agree to stand by Ismail's side, especially during treatment. It's really important.
Don't you think that's too much to ask of my daughter?
Mrs. Yassiri, to help one human being is like helping all mankind. If we all work together, we can save Ismail from this illness. Ismail is suffering from this as well.
What do you want, honey? If you don't want to do this, neither me nor your dad...
I want Ismail to get better. But not for me. For himself.
Could you please give me the psychiatrist's number? I'll call him tonight then if I can.
Yes, of course.
Samane, call him and tell him to come over to our house tonight.
He's already called several times today.
It doesn't matter. Call him now, please.
Where are you?
Hi, I'm out.
You're out? I asked where you are.
I'm with my mom and stuff.
You mean you're with your mom and who else, huh?
I mean I'm with my mom and dad.
Where did you go?
Oh, geez, we had to go somewhere, okay? My dad says you need to come over tonight.
I'm outside your house right now.
Fine, stay there. We'll be home soon.
Okay.
He says he's outside our house.
Okay, we better take a taxi over there then. Let's go.
Dad, what do you plan on telling him?
The same thing the counselor told us. I'll tell him he needs to see a psychiatrist.
He won't agree to it. He'll get angry.
You mean I shouldn't tell him? You mean I shouldn't tell him? Considering the things the counselor said, I won't let you get married to Esmail, even if that's what you want. You shouldn't act in a way that'll make him think you want to go with him, and that we're trying to stop you.
Kazem, honey, get up. He's waiting for you downstairs.
All right. Hello,
hello. Nice to see you.
Thank you. Sit down. Sit down, Esmail. We just came back from seeing the counselor.
Just now?
Yes.
All three of you?
That's right.
She probably told you she's given us permission to get married, right?
No, Esmail. That's not what she told us.
It's not?
No. But she said she can't help us any longer.
So that means my problem is solved then, yeah? I don't need any more help then, huh?
I found another doctor who's more experienced than that woman. I mean, he's a specialist.
A specialist? What kind of specialist?
He's a psychiatrist.
Oh, come on. You won't quit and leave me alone, will you? When is this gonna end? I mean, come on. I'm sorry, continue.
If you want, I can make you an appointment to see the specialist sometime soon.
Tell me, did the counselor refer this specialist?
No, I told you I don't really like that counselor. When I spoke to her today, I felt she wasn't very skilled in her profession.
I'm sorry, Kazem, excuse me, but the things you're saying... I'm sorry, but I'm not a child, you know. This specialist is the counselor's friend, okay? They pass patients off to each other just so they can fill their pockets with money. I mean, I'm not naive, man.
I know you love Samane very much. But you should know that I love Samane even more, Esmail. I didn't tell you to come here so I can argue with you. I'm just telling you that you need to change. If you don't change, Samane won't be able to live in peace. She shouldn't have to be afraid of you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. So you're saying Samane is scared of me?
Listen, son. All humans are fearful of people who can't control themselves. You need help in order to change into a different person.
Hey, Kazem, if you plan on tricking me again and think I'm gonna waste my time and money by going to this doctor and that doctor every day, then you're trying hard for nothing. Let me make this absolutely clear to you. I am not setting foot in those kinds of places ever again.
In that case, I won't let someone else set foot in your home either.
Can you do that? Can you do that? Oh, come on! I kept keeping my mouth shut so that you would be nice to me, but it seems like that was useless. Hey, Kazem, Samane is legally my spouse, and there's nothing that you or anyone else can do to stop me taking her with me! You can't keep her locked up away from me! I will have her!
A court of law and judge have to give you that permission, Esmail. Not me nor you.
What is going on, Esmail? Keep your voice down.
Go tell Samane to come downstairs. We're gonna go get married.
Samane isn't going anywhere.
That's fine. I'll go get a court order if that's the way you want it. Not a problem at all.
If I were you, I wouldn't go to court. Because if you plan on taking Samane away from here using a court order, I will use the psychologist's letter against you.
Listen, Kazem, don't do this to me, man. Because I'll bring down any court that plans on taking my wife away from me. I'll do it, okay?
Shh, that's enough, Esmail. Keep your voice down. You're embarrassing us in front of the neighbors, darling.
I will not tell Samane to come down!
Don't think you can scare me. Or take Samane with you by hollering like that. Listen to me, son. Listen to me carefully.
Get a life. Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me! I've listened to you long enough, and that's why I'm in this mess!
Oh, dear
Samane.
God.
Go pack your clothes. We're gonna leave.
I'm not coming with you.
To hell with you.
Watch your mouth.
Go get your clothes.
I'll break your hand if you lay a finger on Samane. You got that?
Aren't you coming?
No. You need to go see a doctor.
I won't go to a doctor. But I'll send you to a doctor.
Samane, we'll go to court tomorrow and file for a separation.
Don't cry, darling. Please don't cry. Why are you crying like that?
Ismail has no control over himself. If you get married and live under the same roof, your mom and I will have to constantly worry about your safety. Why didn't we notice this before you got engaged?
He wasn't like this before they got engaged.
Yes, he was, Mom.
I don't remember him ever getting this angry back then.
He used to do things sometimes that obviously weren't under his control.
Then why didn't you tell us sooner?
Because it wasn't this bad. I thought he might gradually start getting better, but he just got worse.
It's impossible to live with Ismail. You have to break up with him now.
No, Dad.
What do you mean no? What will we do if he loses his temper and hurts you?
No. Ismail loves me. He'll never hurt me.
It doesn't matter whether he loves you or not. When he gets angry, he doesn't realize who he's talking to or what he's saying. He loses his mind under those circumstances.
That's right.
Yes, but Ismail is sick, Dad. I might be the only person who might be able to help him, because he loves me.
But not you or anyone else will be able to help Ismail unless he accepts that he's got a problem.
Samane, your dad is right. It's not your responsibility to help him. You shouldn't have to put yourself in danger because you want to help him.
I know, but if I leave him like this, he will get even worse, Mom.
You'll do as I say. We'll go to court tomorrow and file for divorce.
Dad, he really depends on me. I'm sure that he'll agree to see a doctor if he doesn't see me just for a few days.
What if he doesn't agree?
I will do what you want me to do then, Dad.
Well, then get a medical certificate from Dr. Pojuhande.
Okay.
And you will not go out with Ismail or answer his phone calls until he starts seeing the psychiatrist for treatment.
Okay.
I'm coming!
Hello.
Hello, ma'am.
I've come here to see my father.
You've come to the wrong place, darling. This isn't a house, it's a workshop.
I know it's a workshop, but I haven't come to the wrong place. My father's name is Hamid Faramund. Is my dad here?
Yes, he is. Come in. Come in, darling. Are you Layla? You've grown up a lot. You've really matured. Your father might freak out if he sees you suddenly. Let me go and tell him first. Hey, Hamid, I've got good news for you. Your daughter, Layla, is here to see you.
Who? Why is she here?
She's come here to see you, of course. I'll keep her busy in the yard while you go and wash up and wear your new outfit. I'll tell her to come in when you're ready.
No, don't do that. Go get rid of her. Get rid of her. Get rid of her.
But why, Hamid?
Don't worry about that. Just get rid of her. Get rid of her. Please.
But, Hamid, what should I tell her?
I don't know. Whatever you want. Just tell her whatever you want. Tell her whatever you want. Tell her I'm asleep or dead. Just tell her anything to get rid of her. Tell her whatever you want. Just get rid of her. Just get rid of her.
Okay,
send her back.
Okay, sure.
Get rid of her. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. Get rid of her.
Mm-hmm.
see my dad.
Layla, now's not a good time. He's not feeling well at all.
I'm sorry, but I'm not leaving here until I see my dad. I'm not leaving here until I see him.
Why don't you give me your phone number, and I'll call you to come and see him once he's feeling a bit better. Don't you love your dad?
I love him more than anything in the world.
Very well. Then let him be for the time being. You can't force him to see you all of a sudden. If you force him to see you, he might have a heart attack, you know. Didn't you say you love him more than anything else in the world? Get up. Get up and go, darling. I'll talk to him and help him calm down. Come back in a day or two. You might be able to see him then. You're a good girl. Go. Go, sweetie.
Tell him that the separation is killing me.
I hope not. Hamid?
Is she gone?
Yes. But God's going to hate you for this, you know. She came here dreaming and hoping to see her father.
Will seeing her father like this make her dream come true?
It's okay. Try and fix up your appearance a bit. I told her to come back in a few days and see you then. But don't turn her away again, Hamid. God won't like it.
Are you sure that she's left?
Yeah. She's gone.
Go look outside the door. She might be waiting there.
She's gone.
For the love of God, man, please go take a look down the alley and tell me if she's there.
All right, I'll go. Where are you going, Hamid?
Was she in the alley?
No.
Tell Mehdi what he did wasn't right. He promised me that he wouldn't let anyone see me until I had quit my addiction. But he showed me to Mohsen and Omar first and embarrassed me in front of them. And then he brought my daughter over here to see me. Tell him that humiliating me in front of my family isn't the way to get me to quit this. Tell him not to come looking for me ever again.
Wait, Hamid. Where are you going? Wait. Wait, Hamid. Wait, Hamid. Where are you going? Hey, Hamid. Wait up. Please, wait. Where are you going? Wait up. Let me inform Mehdi at least. Hamid! Hamid! Oh, God.
What is it, Ahmad?
Hello, Mehdi.
Hello. What's the matter?
Hamid just took off and left.
Where did he go?
I don't know. I kept asking him, but he wouldn't answer. He packed his bags and left.
But why?
Layla came here to see her dad, but Hamid didn't let her see him. And then he got angry and said, "Don't come here looking for me again."
Ahmad, why did you let Layla come in? Why did you let her in?
How was I supposed to know he'd get upset?
Yes, but you should have called and asked me first. Why didn't you ask me first?
I swear to God, I was so excited to see Layla that I didn't even think about calling you. I thought he'd be happy to see his daughter.
What did Uncle Hamid tell you?
He told me to tell you this, Mehdi. Why do you keep bringing these people over to see me like this and making me feel ashamed of myself? He also said he won't quit his addiction because of the things you did.
Hello.
Didn't you promise me that you wouldn't come to see your dad until he'd gotten better? Is that how you keep your promise?
I made a terrible mistake. Why on earth won't you let me see my father? I want to see my dad in the condition he's in. I don't care what he looks like. Why didn't that man let me see my father?
Listen, Layla, it's not that poor guy's fault. Your dad doesn't want you to see him in this way. He doesn't want anyone to see him like this.
My dad doesn't have the right to decide for me. I am a mature human being. Tell that man that I'll come back tomorrow, and not him, or my dad, or anyone else will be able to stop me.
I swear to God, the separation is killing me.
My dear Layla, your dad has left the workshop.
Listen, Mehdi, don't you lie to me. I swear to God, if you hide him from me again, I'll curse you during my prayers.
I swear I'm not lying, Layla.
I'm here right now. Come and take a look for yourself if you don't believe me.
After you left the workshop, your dad got angry. So he packed his bags and left.
That's why I'm here now.
it! I'm coming! Who is it?
It's me.
Tell me who you are. Please tell me who you are. Amit, am I seeing correctly? Amit?
Hello.
Come in, darling, come in. Hello, sweetheart. Come in, darling, please, come in. Come in. What a great day it is for Sorreo today. Come in, darling. Come in, please, darling. Please, come in. Come in. Oh, come in, darling. Come in. I've missed you so much, Hamid. So much. You don't know. I'm really happy you remembered your answer here. Come in, darling. Come in, Hamid. I need to see you. Come in, Hamid. Come in. I'm so happy to see you.
Why is there so much furniture in this house?
Well, it's to keep the loneliness away. Listen, Hamid, when your home is empty, you notice even more how lonely it can be. But I don't feel alone anymore, because now you've come back to me at last. At last. Come on. Come on, darling, come. Come on. Now my vision is blurry. I can't see your handsome face properly.
I'm glad you cannot see it, because there's no beauty left in it anymore.
I think God must love me very much for sending you here before I die. He must love me very much indeed.
Don't be so sure. God doesn't love me or you.
Why are you so bitter? Don't ruin this beautiful day with these words. Let your old aunt enjoy the fact that you've returned.
Don't get too excited. I didn't come to stay here. I came here because I had nowhere else to go.
Don't say that. This is your home, Hamid.
How long has it been since you started using a walker?
It's been a few years.
Does your husband still visit you?
Sometimes. That's if they'll let him, of course. How are Susan and Leila?
I don't know.
How come? Don't you live together anymore?
No.
Why not, my dearest one?
If you could see me properly, then you'd know why.
Homer came here one day and started yelling about how I gave you money so you could buy drugs. Did you tell her that?
No.
So please tell me who told them these lies. Homer thinks I was responsible for your addiction.
Weren't you?
Listen to me, Hamid. You know perfectly well that the money I gave you was to cover your living expenses, not to pay for your drugs.
Yes. You're right. You never gave me money to buy drugs.
Then go and tell them. Tell the lot of them that I never wanted my darling nephew to ever get addicted.
Should I just tell them that? Or should I tell them the other things as well?
Tell them the other things as well. Tell them I was waiting to see you again after all these years. Tell them I have lived in hope of seeing you return again to me.
That's not the rest of the story. I will tell you the rest. It's true. You didn't give me any money to spend on drugs. Instead, you planted the seeds of hatred towards Mohsen and my dad in my heart.
That's why I became addicted. You didn't send me to an opium den. You took me out of my home so I would go to an opium den on my own. After I left Dad's house in Moniria, you gave me refuge. But you made me homeless soon after that.
Listen, Hamid. You are responsible for your own addiction. If you think you'll feel less guilty by making these accusations against me, then go ahead and say them. Say whatever you want. But you've got to stand on your own two feet and quit your addiction afterwards. That is my final wish, my sweetheart. After you quit your drug addiction, Hamid, you'll go bring your wife and daughter here so you can all live in this house. It's big enough. There's plenty of room for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That would be great. You always wanted us to live with you, didn't you?
It will always be my biggest dream, Hamid.
But what's more important to you is that you don't want us to live in Dad's house, right?
Stop torturing me, Hamid.
You had other dreams, too. You wanted me to hate Mohsen. You wanted me to think that my dad was cruel, that he never let my poor old aunt have what she deserved. You had other dreams, too, and they all came true. Your house still smells like hatred. Smells like vengeance and lies. You must like this smell. But I don't like it anymore.
Where are you going, Hamid?
I wanted to stay here for a few days until I found a place to go to. But I don't think I can bear staying here for even an hour. I'll fall asleep better out there in the streets in a cardboard box.
Don't go, Hamid. Hamid, don't leave me alone again. Don't go! Please don't go! Please don't go, Hamid! Don't go! Don't go!
I've come to tell you about Hamid's condition, your nephew, the one who you separated from his family. I've come to tell you that the hatred you had towards your brother bore fruit. My dear aunt, you should be happy you've ruined Hamid's life.
Well, actually, I wouldn't mind your neighbors finding out about what a respectable old woman like you did to a 10-year-old child. I honestly wouldn't mind anyone finding out.
You didn't give me any money to spend on drugs. Instead, you planted the seeds of hatred towards Mohsen and my dad in my heart.
Otherwise, you were prepared to continue paying for his drugs just to have him stay in this house with you.
That's enough. Stop acting as though you're not guilty of anything bad.
You always wanted us to live with you.
Now I know why you're so alone.
Your house still smells like hatred. It smells like vengeance and lies.
I don't care what you've done or how you're going to live with what you've done. But at least Grandad will know about the filthy things you did so that you could take away his children's rights.
You had other dreams too, and they all came true.
I've come here to talk about how you made me deaf in the ear 15 years ago.
I came here to tell you that we all hate you!
Ah!
گیری کمیارم، دردای بعد از تو تحمل کردنی نیست. یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. شاید فراموشت شده یک عمر کم نیست. این گریه های بی صدا دست خودم نیست. برگرد امشب دیگه دار دی میشه. آدم که با عشقشم درگیر میشه. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن. بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره. پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه یه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی. من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی یا رفتی. تمام عالم وقتی نباشی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد. راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد. درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست. یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیه اترا نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن. بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه. بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره. پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی. من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.